Mitzvah of Allah, Parakid Aleph, Mishnah of Rav, Hatuma, Bepayez, Ve'ilu, Allah, Tahir. This Mishnah is discussing the same situation as the previous Mishnah. And the person was laying down in the entrance of a house, he was partially inside and partially outside. And in this case, instead of the Tumah being outside the house, the Tumah is inside the house. It's a Kedayis when I make inside the house. So the person who's laying down there in the entrance of the house has become Tumah, since he is partially inside the house. And while he's laying there in the entrance of the house, somebody who is tar was mahel alav, meaning to say somebody who is tar leaned over him. Bishame mitarin ubeis hilo mitamin. Bishame is mitar, that person who leaned over him. And that person who leaned over him leaned over the part of him that was outside the house. So since that person did not enter the house, he does not become tameh from the tumah that's inside the house. As even though the person who's laying down at the entrance of the house had become tameh. But since according to Bishame, a person is not hollow, so the tumah would not pass through him and subsequently be mitameh the person who is leaning over him. So therefore, the person who leans over him remains tar. While Beis Hillel is mitameh the person who leans over him, as even though that person did not enter the house, since according to Beis Hillel, a person is considered hollow. So therefore, the tumah would pass right through him, and subsequently, when the person leans over him, that person would become tameh, since it's leaning right over a person who's acting as aral and causing the tumah to be brought right through him, and therefore the tumah would rise up and be mitameh the person who's leaning over him.
The dog ate basar from a maze. It ate at least a gazayat from a maze. Umesa kelev umutu al his scoop. The dog died and is resting in the threshold of a house. The dog is partly inside and partly outside. The stomach of the dog, which holds the maze, is outside, while the pad, the mouth of the dog, is inside. As it did it, but if the dog was still alive, the maze inside of him would not be mitamit. As it did it, tumor blue is not mitamit, meaning a tumor that's inside a living being is not mitamit. But now that the dog died, the mason side of him could be mitamit. Rabbi Meir Aimer Yesh B'Tavaro Posei HaTefa. Maybe it's a tumor. Vim Lav Eino Maybe it's a tumor. Rabbi Meir said that if the neck of the dog is at least a tefach wide, and the way we ascertain if it's a tefach wide is that we ascertain what the circumference of the neck is. If the circumference is 3 tefachim, then the width is a tefach. In such a case, the tumor would be brought into the house and be mitamit the contents of the house. As even though the stomach of the dog which holds the mace is outside the house, since the neck is a tefach wide, the tumor would pass through the neck and out through the mouth of the dog and be mitameh the contents of the house. But if the tzav or the neck of the dog is less than a posei tefach, it's not a tefach wide, so there isn't enough space for the tumor to pass through the neck and then go out the mouth and be mitameh the contents of the house. So therefore, since the stomach which holds the mace is outside the house, the contents of the house would remain tar. Rabbi Yosi Omer Rowan is a tumor. Mikenegin amashko fulufnim, habayis tamei. Mikenegin amashko fulukhot, habayis tamei. Rabbi Yosi holds that the tumah cannot pass through the neck of the dog, even if the neck is a tefach wide. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, the only way the mace is inside the stomach of the dog would be mitamei the contents of the house is if the mace is inside the house. So therefore, we look to see where the tumah is located in the stomach of the dog. And if that tumah is directly underneath the top doorpost, in such a case, since the tumah is inside the house, it would be mitameh the contents of the house. But if the tumah that's inside the dog's stomach is outside the doorpost, it's not within the doorway of the house, in such a case, it cannot be mitameh the contents of the house. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, piv lefnim, habayis tar. Piv lechutz, habayis tameh, sha'atumah yoytis, derech shula. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tumah does not go through the neck and out the mouth of the dog. And since had the dog still been alive, the tumor would eventually go out its backside. It wouldn't go out through its mouth. So therefore, the tumor in this case also would only go through the backside, not through the mouth. So therefore, this dog, which is partially inside and partially outside, if the pet is inside, while the backside of the dog is outside, the house would remain tar. But if vice versa, that the pet is outside, while the backside of the dog is inside the house, in such a case, the bias would be tummy. The tumor would pass through the back side of the dog and be mitameh the contents of the house, even though the opening in the back side of the dog is less than a tefach. Since, had the dog still been alive, the tumor would eventually go through there. In this case, also, the tumor would go through there and be mitameh the contents of the house. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezer Omer, Benkach u Benkach, Habayis Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezer holds, whether the pad is inside and the back side is outside, or whether it's vice versa, that the pad is outside and the backside is inside. In all cases, the bias
is coming. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, the tumor could pass through both the backside and the pet. As even though had the dog still been alive, the tumor would not eventually go through the pet. But since the tumor was brought in through the pet, the tumor can pass out through there also. So therefore, whether the pet is inside or whether the backside is inside, the tumor would go through and be metame the contents of the house. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, even if the width of the neck is less than a tefah, the tumor can still pass through the neck, out through the mouth, and be metame the contents of the house. Kama tishra b'me'o. Shlosha yamim me'eslei. How long does the mace have to be in the stomach of the dog before the dog dies, that the mace will no longer be metame? As if the dog died after the mace has already been digested in the stomach, the mace will no longer be metame. It's no longer considered a mace since it's already digested. So the Mishnah tells us that if the dog died 3 full days after the dog ate the tumor, in such a case, the tumor will no longer be metame after the death of the dog, since it's already been completely digested, and the dog takes 3 days to completely digest its food. But I place it with dog him. They should keep all the orbit to throw. Dibi Rabbi Shimon, a bird or a fish that ate a mace. How long would it take for the bird or fish to digest the mace? That if it died after that amount of time, the mace inside of it would not be metame. Rabbi Shimon Hall, the amount of time it takes for what it ate to fall into a fire and burn, the amount of time it takes for it to burn, that's how long it takes for an oak or a dog to digest its food. As an oak or a dog digests its food a lot quicker than a cow digests its food. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, I remember I first of a dog in the eighth place. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says the amount of time it takes for a bird or a fish to digest its food is a full 24 hours. After 24 hours, it's fully digested and the mace will no longer be metabolized.